Welcome back, everybody. It is January 18th, 2019. I'm sitting here with the Chief Operations Officer for Cultivated, Mark Fitzgerald. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Doing good, man. We've gone through a whole lot in the past 24 hours, and I thought it'd be cool to just talk a little bit about and reflect what's gone down this past day, because it was a big milestone for us at Cultivated.
You know, it made it really real yesterday, just signing our incorporation docs, you know, having some, you know, good discussion about, you know, the bylaws and, you know, about just how socially responsible we want to be as a company, you know, and just our efforts to be, you know, more green and use the lean method to just ensure that, you know, we're making the world a better place at the end of the day.
That's it, man. And it's cool to finally see it all come together. I mean, this has been a long journey ever since our cowboy operation to going incorporated, right? I mean, yesterday was the first board meeting we've had as a group, and our founding members finally got a chance to sit down at the boardroom table. Yes, we did sign all of our corporate bylaws, buy sell agreement, the resolutions, all the stuff that we needed to become a legitimate company. And you're right, it does feel like it's happening now, and knowing that we're setting the precedence for what's to come in the future, and being a green company and really taking care of the roles and responsibilities and just executing, right? I think that you know, what we did at that boardroom is special, right? And I'm really happy that we were able to kind of talk through some of the challenges that we foresee, not only just from a roles and expectations standpoint, but some of the challenges that the industry is quickly evolving with in regards to cash handling and, you know, direct distribution agreements and all this type of stuff that, you know, we want to ensure that we're up to par on. But, you know, ultimately, I think where we're at today is it's time to execute. And knowing that we have so many great minds on this team, you know, the past 24 hours, it's been great just looking back and reflecting on we made it, right? And knowing that we just went to our facility today and toured it out and just kind of took a look at, you know, what's going on with, you know, with us waiting for the city of Sacramento, the building department, to come through and actually give us our final approval so we can start or finish off the build out and get our moms going in there. So
it's awesome. I actually today, you know, you learn something new every day. And today, you know, we're giving Cal Wildfire a tour, you know, they brought up such an interesting point. Like, you know, all your processes are, you know, as clean or as organic or as, you know, industry specific. But what about the other industries that touch you before, before you start cloning? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we know that they're pest free? How do we know that they're hard metals free and everything? So, you know, I thought it was pretty cool. Like, yeah, geez, we need to go get our trays that we use tested. We need to get our rock wool tested. We need to get our nutrients tested. We need to do it ourselves too, mm-hmm. So it's third party, so we know that it's all legit and have that on hand to, you know, to give to potential clients. And, you know, I think a lot of people think, oh, a clone, like, why is it so freaking expensive? Yeah. Like, man, there's so many things that you have to, you know, all the testing, the scrubbing, everything that you have to do to make sure that it's the best version, the mom is the best version of itself before you even take a cutting from it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the social responsibility that we have as a nursery, right? We want to make sure that we're not putting clones off in the marketplace that could potentially be harmful down the road. Or even if you invest into one of our clones, you flower it out, you put it into oil extraction, you get it tested, and it comes out dirty. That's a huge investment, big risk. So we're doing it the right way, you know, starting from a clean shell in our facility. This is, and just gonna rewind for a little bit and reflect upon how we got here. So Cultivated, yes, we this is a new formed group that was, you know, some of us came from a couple of different operations, but, you know, we learned a lot from the previous world, the cowboy world, right? Wild Wild West. There's a lot of trials and tribulations throughout that process. But now we know exactly what we wanted from the next venture in the white space. And having the opportunity in the facility that we have now today gave us that opportunity to start fresh. The suite was literally down to its studs. So raw concrete floor, exposed walls, and we built it out the right way. We have beautiful, clean epoxy floors. We've got nice insulated ceilings and walls, and that's the exciting part about it. We have a clean start. We have no excuse to mess this up. So what we're going to be doing is going to be, it's going to take some time. It's going to be mindfully thought through, and we're not going to rush into it. And I know Mark just touched on a little bit regarding one of our customers, potential customers that wants to work with us, and we want to bring their genetics in and propagate for them. And, you know, they brought some great feedback to us. So how do we incorporate that now moving forward and looking at it from a business perspective of reverse engineering what the customer's needs are? And that's what our structure is going to be built around. That's really what we're trying to do here, is just, you know, get the end result goal and then work backwards from there. So making sure that we're not selling clones, we're delivering a valued service to the cultivator, and to, you know, eventually down to the retail dispensary storefront, where you guys can walk in and buy these clones off the racks just like you would in any one of your dispensaries today.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I think about how important it is to have clean clones on the racks and the dispensaries, because really those, the people that are buying those, that's what they expect. And they, you know, it's their first time, or, you know, maybe they're experienced, you know, growers, whatnot, but they need something to start strong with. They need something that is totally clean, because, you know, God, there's so many people who are just using, just like household pesticides and this and that. So really our story about being clean from the very beginning, we hope that it inspires other people to be clean. Like, well, what do they mean by clean? Like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be growing with Miracle-Gro? No, bro. Oh, I'm not supposed to be spraying this thing down with, you know, off-the-counter bug spray or whatever. You know, it's just like, oh my God, no, no, no. Oh man, wait a second, I'm not supposed to bomb my room during flowering? No! You know, so, you know, hopefully we're able to, not just reduce the carbon footprint of the industry, but also inspire those to, you know, to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
And we're using some pretty state-of-the-art stuff, you know, all the ozoning and everything. It's totally non-chemical and, mm-hmm. you know, it's freaking amazing.
Yeah, it's true. And I know this is just a quick, you know, few-minute recap of our past day. And, you know, there's going to be more discussions to come about this, because it wasn't just a flip of the switch. This was several months in the process of going, not only just going through the application process, but thinking thoroughly through what the equipment that we're bringing into our facility is. We did a lot of different discussions with manufacturers of these lights, and we, you know, we're going to be using some LEDs in our facility. So again, you know, it's a lot of decisions around that process. So
yeah, it's funny. We know, we just walked through a dispensary that's known for their clone operation. The owner's a good guy. You know, multiple dispensaries known for carrying top notch clones. It made me really sad that, you know, talking to his team, they couldn't remember any of the farms that they worked with, which I hope that we have the opposite impact, that mm-hmm. they want to go like, oh, we work with Cultivated, you know, because of what we're gonna bring our reputation.
Right.
But also looking at some of the flower that they had in the dispensary, it made me think like how important it is what you start with, what you end up with.
Yep.
And some of that flower, it didn't have the notes on it that I thought that it should have. And mm-hmm. I know that's part of the curing process, but it's really what you start with, right. You know? And I think everything that it's going to get through our process is going to be genetically superior. That's going to be the threshold, the benchmark that we require.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, we got to give the cultivator the best possible start. So, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, don't buy clones from dirty moms.
Yeah.
Who's your mommy?
Who's your mommy?
Cheers.